Well, good morning. I would like to call this meeting of the Bronzeville Advisory Committee to order. And let me first say Happy New Year to everyone and welcome back to reality. Winter in Wisconsin. Okay, Mr. Clerk, give us the roll call.
Member Crump?
Present.
Member McIntyre?
Present.
Member Garrison, hopefully she will join us shortly. Member Verdun?
Present.
Member Montgomery Baker?
I am here.
Member Emanuel?
Present.
And Mr. Chair?
Present. Okay, let's move right into item number 3, which is a review and approval of our minutes from the November 17th meeting last year. Give the committee a few minutes to kind of look at the minutes. Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes, November 17th?
I move to approve the minutes.
Can we get a second?
A second.
Okay, any discussion, corrections, additions for the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, minutes approved. Let's move into item number 4, which is a review of the RFP. I should say RFPs and the proposals for the Garfield Avenue School. And as the minutes indicated, because the Urban League is listed as a member of one of the proposers, and because I have had personal discussions with a couple of the proposers, I am going to abstain from participating in the discussion. So right now, I'm going to turn the gavel over to our vice chair to lead this discussion.
Okay, for the update for the RFP and the review sessions, I'm going to do a brief update, and then I'm going to defer to Deshae to provide any additional comments. There were 2 input sessions scheduled. There were two input sessions scheduled with an internal review committee. That committee consisted of a designee from real estate, from the Department of City Development, a representative of several representatives from Halyard Park, representative from the advisory committee, I served in that role, and the Bronzeville project manager as well. Based on those discussions, and those 2 sessions, the final session being held on December 19th, we requested a score sheet from our participants. Based on the score sheet, there were 2 developers that submitted their proposals that ranked the highest, the one out of the 3. And so what we wanted to do at this particular meeting is to share with the committee that we believe in order to complete this process that we would like to request presentations from those 2 developers based on their scores. And again, the presentation would also give us additional information because the scores are very close. We think that's an opportunity for the committee to kind of help us narrow down what that recommendation will be. We're looking to call a special meeting, hopefully on Monday, this coming Monday, I believe the 11th or the 12th. And we'd like to open up to the committee for discussion.
What 2 proposals?
The 2 proposals that ranked were Gorman and Juarez Development.
Are they making presentations today?
Not today.
Not today, on the...
This is a special meeting they're requesting that be held on Monday.
Do you have a time yet?
We can work with Chris to help us coordinate that.
Oh, so you're asking, okay.
Do you have any additional comments you wanted to add to that review process, Trish?
Given the, the Shea AG Department of City Development, given that this committee is a body in order to weigh in on RFPs, it is important, we feel that this body does have an opportunity to hear from the proposers. A summary would be different from you all being able to ask questions and haven't had a chance to review the proposals in advance. You all can come up with some thoughts of, you know, maybe driving by the site, kind of thinking through what the impact would be. So I think it would be helpful for this body to have that meeting prior to Zoning and Neighborhood Development Committee, which will be on next Tuesday.
13.
On the 13th. The Zoning and Neighborhood Development Committee would also be able to basically make a recommendation related to the site and the sale of the property. So this body being able to weigh in before that and just share your thoughts with proposers and potentially going after that to make a recommendation would be helpful to the process and fulfill the role of this body.
Who has final decision making?
The final, we'll make a recommendation and then it'll be discussed with the commissioner.
With the commissioner?
Yes. But I believe the entire process would be involved in the final decision.
Just to add, ultimately when property that is redevelopment authority or city owned is sold, it goes before a Zoning and Neighborhood Development Committee. So that is a body of the council. So that body will also be able to weigh in. So it at that point, to take into consideration input from the Alderman Cox as well.
And then, so in terms of process, so if we have our special meeting and then zoning meets on Tuesday, is that when the selling happens, or is it what's happening on Tuesday specifically to the RFP?
The approval of the property being giving someone the option to develop it happens on Tuesday at Zoning Neighborhood Development. So the actual sale doesn't happen. The proposals do include, one or both proposals may include low-income housing tax credits, and there's a timeline that's related to that process as well. And any developer who is seeking low-income housing tax credits for the project has to have site control. So the purpose of the Zoning Neighborhood Development Committee would be to allow a proposer to have site control.
Because right now the sites are owned by like two, the city and housing, or is it owned by two different entities right now?
The transfer of the school was approved at Rackham.
Okay.
So that now it's all under the sort of the control of the city at this point.
Okay.
So typically, you have to go before Rackham, and that's one part of the process.
Uh-huh.
But there was a way to make it so that we can still meet the timeline for allowing someone to have site control. So the property was transferred from Rackham to the city. So the city at this point has control of the entire site, including the school building and the former American Black Holocaust Museum building site and the former Grant's Restaurant site.
Just for the process on, I mean, it's my understanding that at Z&D on Tuesday, wouldn't there have to be a selected proposal that goes in the file?
Yes.
So isn't the decision, wouldn't it already be paid by Monday?
I believe collecting that, we'll have to confirm that. Then my understanding is that the transfer of the property has to take place, but you know, in order for them to have site control, but it doesn't necessarily, there may be a proposer that does not require the LIHTC credit, so we don't have to identify that person as that particular. It has to be the LIHTC application. But we will confirm that information and get that back to you.
Okay, and I'm, just so you understand the purpose of my question, I'm not, I understand we're an advisory body, and Z&D plays the role as the formal approver of the proposal. I'm just trying to make sure that if we're going to look at it, that everyone understands that it is likely, and I would presume that by Monday, the department would have already, being that the next day they have to approve something, that a decision would probably already be made. It is very likely, I would presume.
Well, I think just based on the fact with the two input sessions and the scoring that occurred thereafter, that's one of the reasons why it was requested by the panel that it be referred to the advisory committee for presentation, because it is that close. So I don't believe the decision will be made prior to that. There will be discussions.
Okay.
But I believe that that will all happen probably simultaneously.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you.
Madam Chair, just a question for clarification. Next steps. This Bronzeville Advisory Committee would have a special emergency meeting on Monday. On Monday the 12th, and the time and everything is to be determined. And then on Tuesday the 13th, Zoning and Development Committee meets.
Yes.
And after Z&D, would the recommendation go directly to the council? I'm just trying to get clear on the sequence.
Well, that's the process, is that once Z&D makes whatever decision as it relates to approving the file, then it goes to the full county council at the next scheduled meeting.
Okay.
I'm not sure when that is. But
that's going
to go to the
full
county council.
It's the 21st,
which is a Wednesday, I believe.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of be clear on the chronology of you know, what's supposed to happen from Monday, you know, going forward.
So, can I ask, what's the purpose of this meeting?
The purpose of this meeting was to provide an update and to meet with the committee members and get hopefully their consensus on having a special meeting on Monday for the presentation. This is the last, if you review the minutes at the last meeting, we had to get additional information related to the RFP.
Yeah.
And then we indicated that they would schedule the input sessions
right.
And make sure that we included a community perspective.
Yeah.
And also as directed by the City Plan Commission as well.
Yeah.
To have those community outreach components.
Yeah, yeah. I think, and I know this is kind of our first time going through the process, I think it would have been nice if we could have used this time to look at the presentations and review it, so we don't have, because what I'm hearing and understanding about the process, it feels like, just being real, the decision to be made come Monday, or, I mean, any, it's just so close to that Tuesday meeting. So just, I guess, maybe a point of reference for future, like how we operate, taking advantage of these times as much as possible in advance to really kind of have a significant input.
And I just might add to that, the fact that the time frame is really based upon the fact that there is the a LIHTC application, but also the fact that there were a number of holidays injected into those sessions and getting everybody's calendar coordinated certainly had an impact. But we will take the committee's concern into consideration going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
So, Madam Chair, just one other question for clarification. So at our special meeting on this coming Monday, we will have representatives from the two proposers here to give an overview and then respond to questions.
That is correct. That is the intent. And again, we're trying to get this scheduled. We know it's a very tight time frame, but we'll make sure that the committee members are aware of everything as we go through that scheduling. Coordination of that presentation.